complete freedom. It is only 30 or 40 or 15 months. Rightly said by Mr. Kher and Mr. Kulkarni, Mr. Nalin Kohli. We forgot 1975, nobody was so eager to return their awards. We forgot 6K, and to add one more thing, 5,000 Muslims were killed in Nesa. Don't bother that. So I'm really confused if this debate is on political agenda or the Prime Minister being mum on few of the state, on few of the places where he's supposed to make a statement.
He's remember, we are talking about freedom of expression is in imminent danger. I now go to one voice over here. I think we only have two microphones, so what I'm going to do is try and manage this. So be patient. We have another 25 minutes to run, but be patient. I will come to you. Right, let's have a voice over here for the motion, please.
Honourable Anupam Kher and Nalin Kohli.
One more, let's get the microphone. Can we have the microphone open, please? Who's got the microphone here?
Alright.
Honourable Anupam Kher and Nalin Kohli has said that in the Sikh massacre, Kashmiri Pandit and all the past incidents were happened at that time, people were gone. Why they have not raised voice? Why they have kept quiet? And all of a sudden they shouted for the last 14 months. I am saying that in the past people have kept quiet. Does it mean that people have to keep on sleeping?
You're jumping the queue. Let's would you like to go back to the gentleman further back, please? And try to get as many voices as possible and to be as balanced as possible, please.
Good evening, sir. I'm a refugee in our country since the last 25 years. I know it's paining them because they have not suffered what I have suffered and we have suffered. Please don't insult my emotions. Okay? Have the guts to listen to the realities also. I went and knocked at the doors of every intellectual, so-called intellectual who have returned their awards today, including Gudasa, including Mr. Kulkarni, Shobhaji. For all, I respect them. But then, a dozen of mine's tongue was chopped by the majority community in Kashmir. I kept on shouting and screaming to all my filmmaker friends, I'm a filmmaker, including Mr. Saeed Zindar, all those people, but they remained silent. So when the intolerance or the freedom of expression was not in danger, then 25 years back, when 3.5 lakh Kashmiri pundits were facing genocide and ethnic cleansing, then the freedom of expression cannot go in the last 14 months also. I request and I appeal to the people sitting in the social area that don't promote selective noise. If anybody is in problem, if Surendra Kulkarni was attacking, I'll oppose it. But if a Kashmiri Pandit who has been attacked, oppose it. Because of this selective activism, we are going to problem.
Move the microphone immediately back to the lady who's got the microphone there to your, who's got a blue card up. Okay, please. The lady with this blue card, thank you.
Mr. Anupam Kher, with due respect to your position in the media, but please, with your media interactions, please let me tell you one thing. I've been a peripheral media person. No person, however junior or however senior, will be given an instruction in that thing. It is a very subtle message. I have worked on the and I have very little respect for you. This is the first time I'm hearing you speak, But I'm sorry, you came across as being extremely naive and simplistic. I don't know. I was not planning to be here for this session. I attended the session in the afternoon on funding fellow, which I didn't stay for the entire session also because of my own stupidity. But just as the session was about to start, two policemen walked in. Their body language was very menacing and very threatening. First time, I am a student of the FBI. I worked in media also. I did a regular festival, then I was away from the scene from India. This is the first time, and I'm 15 plus, this is the first time that a police, two policemen walk into a room. Because the session is on funding Nehru, I have known why did that happen. But then somebody has been playing the presence of the policeman.
Alright, fine. We understand, we may not be able to answer that question. Move the microphone down. Who's got the red card up here? This gentleman further back. Can you go back further back? Can you come down here? But it's important that I make everyone feel they've had a chance. The gentleman there, please. You are an expert.
I actually believe in freedom of speech, very, very strongly, but I cannot believe that Mr. Day talked about Hussein. You've got the painting pictures of new gods and goddesses. I'll tell you because he did nothing bad actually, nothing too bad actually happened to him, because if you look at what happened in France with the Charlie Hebdo, something worse happened there. Yes, it was wrong. I agree that it was wrong that he had to leave the country. What should have actually happened was that those people, the same people who thought that he then did wrong, should have just stopped buying his painting. After all, when you want to make someone, if someone is a great painter, he would be a great painter only as much as people want his paintings. So if someone,
with all due respect to Mr. Hussain and his painting and his geniuses, did he ever have the guts to paint Prophet Muhammad?
I just want to respond to you by saying, when he pleaded to come back to India, a certain political party in Mumbai, and this was a headline, said, "Aane to do, we kaange todenge." And he was in his 90s at the time. So this is the atmosphere we've been living in.
The government was Congress at the time.
And so that doesn't matter, Amitabh. What's wrong?
I would, but just you know, with due respect, can we stop treating the politicians as outcasts? I think individuals are bad. People who commit murder are murderers. I mean, you don't really have to start first saying, is he a politician or is he a Hindu or is he a Muslim? I mean, this really pains me. Are we going to start saying crime also a religion? It's not that. I think this is a terrorist. Let's not start discussing whether there are merits or demerits of what religion he's following. He's a terrorist, period. So I think, you know, this kind of thing that we tend to generalize is